You're listening to Bad Trip, the true crime and other weird shit podcast where two sisters take you on a wild ride through some of the world's most fucked up places. Each episode, we journey to a new location and explore its sordid past, creepiest urban legends, and landmarks you won't find in the guidebooks. So buckle up, because it's about to be a bad trip.
We interrupt this program because the civil authorities have issued a contagious disease warning.
911, where is your emergency?
The U.S. Navy has finally acknowledged that videos appearing to show UFOs flying through the air are real.
Initially, many thought the pops they heard were fireworks associated with the show, but soon it became obvious that this was an attack.
Hello.
On the road again.
Life is a highway.
I'm gonna ride it all night long.
We need to stop singing on this podcast.
It's
That's upset.
Truly upsetting. Horrible. It's upset.
It's upset. I'm upset.
I'm upset. Everyone's upset.
Hey, it's Bad Trip. I'm Shauna.
Hey, I'm Taylor.
We're back today with a goofy episode because last week was very depressing.
Super depressing. We're in Oregon again for episode 25.
I can't believe we're already at 25. Actually, more than that, because some of them we didn't number back at the beginning.
Ooh, don't remind me. I hate that.
I know.
Ooh, cringe. Yeah, 25. That's insane.
That's like almost your age.
Ew, weird.
This podcast is almost as old as you.
It's true. I mean, honestly, I feel like it is.
It does feel that way.
Been in the works for so long.
Oh, man. Well, as you guys heard in the intro, this is a true crime podcast. This is one of our lighter episodes where we read you. We tell you some wacky headlines from a state and then dive in. What's wrong with me today?
You're having a full on like malfunction.
Look, at work this week, I had to basically MC an event virtually and it took a lot out of me.
It did. I mean, she was like wearing hats and like doing.
I led a stretch for the whole frickin' company practically.
Dang.
Yeah.
Her avatar danced.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot. So anyway, it's been a long week. I'm very excited to tell you these stories.
Yeah. I need a good laugh because just life, man.
Life. Should we just get into it?
Yeah. You go first.
All right. So this first headline coming to you from Oregon is: man sues coworker in big stink. Complaint cites attacks by gas.
Attacks by gas? Like a gas tax or someone's getting attacked?
Attacked.
Okay. Like I was like, does my W-2 have now like a gas section on it?
I think it already did.
Ooh.
No. So this is not gas as in like petrol, as they'd say in the UK, nor is it gas like a vapor. It's actually a fart.
Oh, no. It's flatulence?
It's flatulence. So let's get into this. So this is a little bit of an older one from 1986.
Oh, I love when you find these.
I can't even tell you how many times I've just searched fart on newspapers.com and I finally found a good one.
Shauna's whole search history where mine is like slaughter is going to be like fart, poop.
No, I'll do like, I do slaughter and stuff. Jesus Christ.
I slaughter and stuff, but I also fart a lot.
I'll look up like embarrassing incident and I'll look up like sexy and just like the weirdest search terms because you never know what's going to come up.
That's funny. That's not how I do it. So it's really funny that that's how you do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so in 1986, two men, Tom Morgan and Randy Marish, were both employees at an Albertsons grocery store in Gresham, Oregon, which is right outside of Portland.
All right.
Unfortunately, Tom and Randy did not get along. According to Tom, Randy seemed more focused on farting up a storm than on doing his job.
Come on. This is his like reaccounting to the media or the police or something.
I mean, farting up a storm, I believe, were my words, but.
Oh, I really wanted it to be like his quote.
No. So Tom said that Randy's, quote, outrageous conduct caused him to suffer from ongoing emotional distress and humiliation.
Wait, the other guy was humiliated that
he was being farted at.
Okay. Interesting turn of events.
Yeah, it was so bad that he ended up suing Randy for $100,000 for, quote, willfully and maliciously inflicting severe mental stress and humiliation on him by continually, intentionally, and repeatedly passing gas.
If this, who's this, Tom?
Yeah.
If Tom wins, I will be so fucking mad. Like, don't tell me Tom won.
No.
Oh, thank God.
Tom didn't even hire a lawyer. He decided to represent himself.
Tom he's that guy in the street that you just don't want to see.
I know.
Walking your dog.
No, you know he sucks. He's like,
sucks.
Yeah. Randy did hire a lawyer, however, and his lawyer called the lawsuit frivolous and said that passing gas is a legitimate form of self-expression that's protected by the First Amendment.
No way.
Yes.
It's a First Amendment right to fart at your coworker.
Uh-huh.
I'm obsessed.
He's like, he didn't do that, but even if he did, it would have been protected speech.
Also, I need to know the proof that is being presented by Tom against Randy.
Right. How do you prove that someone's farting at you all the time? Like, do you have witnesses?
Yeah. Do you like have surveillance video from the store? Did you catch it in a jar?
Oh, my God. Well, the judge ended up dismissing the case, but called Randy's gassy behavior a, quote, juvenile and boorish act. I had to look up boorish. I didn't know what that meant. It means crude.
Oh, okay.
So the alleged farter, Randy, was transferred to another Albertsons location, so the men did not have to work together anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's it. I tried looking them up, like what they did later in life, but I couldn't find anything.
Well, Randy's just farting around.
Yeah, probably. And Tom's probably like calling the cops on kids for like having a baseball roll into his yard or something.
Definitely. But he's also thriving because like masks. The masks protect him from all the farts.
Oh, but you know he's not wearing a mask.
No, he loves Trump.
He loves Trump.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that's my first story. Tell me about yours.
I liked that. I now know that I can fart at anyone at work, and it's my First Amendment right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't really have a picture for this one, but I did want to show you something funny that I found online.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
So, you know WikiHow?
Yes, do I?
Oh, man. If you listeners are not aware, WikiHow is a website where it's a wiki. So like anyone can submit things, I think. And you can submit articles, step-by-step articles about how to do things. They're just how-to articles. But they're very ridiculous sometimes. Like some of them are normal, but some are things like, you know, how to have your farts not smell, which is what this one is.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. And they also are all accompanied by like these crazy illustrations that are often used in memes, and they're just like, I don't know, you have to see them for yourself.
Yeah, you're going to want to check out our Instagram for this one, because zoinks, I'm about to tell you about it.
By the way, Instagram at Bad Trip Pod, and you can also look at all the pictures and sources from each episode in our episode guide at badtrippod.com.
All right, so this is amazing. It's, I'd say like a young man in his 20s. It's actually Randy. And it's a real photo of him crop dusting. So there's a boy man walking toward a door. There's an arrow toward the door showing him like leaving the room. And there's fart waves and bubbles behind him. So basically, he's farting and running.
And he's looking straight into the camera, even though there's no camera because it's an illustration.
He's breaking that fourth wall. He's breaking that fart wall. Okay, so yeah, Shauna literally says, I know this looks like a real photo of Randy crop dusting at work, but believe it or not, it's actually an illustration from WikiHow.
You'd never know, right?
You would never. I mean, I would think that was Randy for sure.
Yeah, well, that's that. The Fart Chronicles.
Thank you for Wacky Headline 1, The Fart Chronicles. Now on to Wacky Headline number 2. I'm not going to start this one with the actual headline because I'm going to lead into it.
Okay.
So this was by Samantha Swindler for The Oregonian on January 16th, 2021.
So less than 1 month ago.
Yep. Less than 1 month. On a casual Saturday morning in Beaverton, Oregon, a mother made a quick stop at Basics Meat Market to pick up a few things. At the same time, a man was walking by said grocery store and saw a vehicle still running with no one inside.
Uh-oh.
He probably thought, well, fuck yeah, it's my lucky day. So he jumped in the front seat and said, hasta la vista, baby. Unfortunately, though, he should have said, hola, baby, because he quickly realized there was a 4-year-old child sitting in the back seat.
Oh, no.
He stole a car with a kid in it.
Oh, no. That happens all the frickin' time. That's so scary.
It's terrible. Also, don't leave your kids in the back seat.
Especially when the car's running.
And like,
well, I mean, I guess you don't want them in a hot locked car either.
Lock them in the hot car if you're going to lock them in there at all.
Lock them with AC and the emergency brake on if you're going to lock them in there at all. That's my parenting advice.
Just put them in the trunk.
Yeah.
No one will see him in there.
You heard it here first. Parenting advice 101.
We're both parents. A store employee was the first to notice the car driving away. She obviously was like, and told the mom, but it was too late, and all the mom could do was rush outside and watch as her son was taken by a total stranger.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah. Luckily, this man was just your average car thief, and most likely not a kidnapping, murderous creepazoid, because he immediately turned around in the next parking lot and went back to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, he's probably like, I would much rather be arrested for stealing a car than for kidnapping.
Oh, no, it gets better.
Oh.
So he returned the child to the mother, but not without scolding her first.
For leaving her kid in the car?
Yep. Beaverton police spokesman Matt Henderson said he actually lectured the mother for leaving the child in the car and threatened to call the police on her. He was like, you're a bad mom.
I mean, I'm not saying she's a bad mom, but she made a bad choice.
Yeah. And it's like, just because he's making a different bad choice doesn't mean that he can't judge that choice she made.
Yeah. She's like yelling at him for stealing her car. He's yelling for leaving the kid. It's like a happy family.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now I can read the headline. Thief threatens to call police on mom who left child in backseat of the car he stole.
Oh, boy.
The best part is, okay, it literally keeps getting better. After he went back and ordered the woman to take her kid out of the car, he still stole the car. He got back in the car and left.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
I mean, I guess that was his original goal. Everyone's happy. She got her kid back. He got her car.
Oh, so insane. And if you just want to take a look at the photo I have, it's just a tweet from, I think, ABC News 7 or something. But it's the store. So you can see it's just like a tiny little market. There were a bunch of windows. So she just thought, I'm going to run in here real quick.
Okay. So it's not like she left it outside of a giant grocery store.
No,
like this. Honestly, I might do this shit too if I was just running in.
Yeah. Because I think I read in one article she went to literally get like milk and meat. So she was picking up like two things. It was going to just be like a second. And it's probably so much more work to bring a 4-year-old into a store.
Oh, my God. Getting a kid in and out of a car seat is like a whole thing in itself.
Yeah. So if you're like, OK, I'm going 17 steps in and then coming right back out. Just weird timing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Everyone's OK. And that kid is a good story to tell when they're applying for college.
When they write into our podcast in 10 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, luckily after a hectic day, things ended up just fine. Everyone was safe and the stolen 2013 Honda Pilot was recovered that night in Portland. The thief hasn't been caught, but I just say we let this one slide.
I kind of agree, but the fact is he'll probably just like keep stealing cars.
He'll get caught next time.
Yeah, we'll see.
Look,
he did the right thing. I mean, mostly. He did like sort of the right thing. He did an okay thing.
I'm just dead that he went back, got her in trouble, and then still took the car.
I love that he scolded her.
Yeah.
Like, took the time to, like, yell at her, not just be like, don't leave your kid in the car. Zoom.
Right. So
I'm picturing him, like, throwing the kid out the car window, which I'm like, that's probably not what happened.
But I also picture him, like, in the car seat, like you would see in Scary Movie with Anna Faris.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly.
I, like, picture through the air.
Quality shit.
Quality. All right. We're going to break for an ad, and I'm going to play us out with a beautiful ballad.
Oh, okay. Don't judge me for the crowd. Wrong place, wrong time.
Don't judge me for the crowd. Wrong place, wrong time. Don't judge me for the crowd. Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers. Before the break, in case you were wondering what that beautiful song was, that was Don't Charge Me for the Crime by the Jonas Brothers.
It's one of our favorites.
Yeah, it's actually like one of the worst songs that exists in the world, but we're obsessed with it.
There's a full-on rapping verse by Common.
Yeah, it came out in probably 2009.
Yep, Lines, Vines, and Trying.
Trying times.
Trying times. I was like, they're trying for something.
They were trying to make some rap music and they failed.
They tried to make me whet.
And they succeeded.
And they did it. All right, let me hear your second wacky headline.
All right, so much like you, I am not going to start with the headline. We'll get to it in a minute.
All right.
28-year-old Robert Borba is a father, a husband, a cowboy, and a champion bull rider.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to show you a picture of him and his fam real quick.
All right, that's a man of many talents. What a fam. Okay, they have 12 kids. All girls.
No, but for real, they have six kids, probably under seven.
Okay, they're like a cute ass fam. They're all little like cowgirls, and he has a big cowboy hat on.
They live on a farm.
Yeah, you can see like hay in the background in a trailer for like a horse. Oh, I like them.
Yeah, that's the little fam. So one day in 2016, Robert went to Walmart in Eagle Point, Oregon to pick up some dog food.
Bad choice. I'm already going to say bad choice.
He was just minding his own business in the parking lot when he heard a woman shout. She said, "Stop him! Stop him! He stole my bike! He stole my bike!"
Oh no!
The next thing Robert knew, a man went zipping past him on the stolen bicycle, far too fast to catch. At least, too fast to catch on foot.
Oh, he got on his bull. He rode his bull to Walmart.
No, but Robert did have a secret weapon. Though he had driven to Walmart that day, he happened to have a trailer on the back of his truck. Probably the trailer in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And in that trailer was a horse.
Oh my God. Okay, I was about to make a joke that he was like wearing Heelys, but it's even cooler that he has a horse.
A cowboy in Heelys.
Yeah.
So he literally hopped on this horse and chased after the guy and fucking lassoed him. Like, I'm not kidding.
He had a rope too?
Yeah. He was he's a champion bull rider. He's a cowboy. He said he like lassos cows on a daily basis, I think.
Well, I'm sure, but I figured his lassos would be like in the barn and not, oh my God, I'm just dead. This is the best thing ever to imagine seeing this.
It's wild. So he said, "I roped him and the rope went down around his feet and I just rode off like I would if I roped a cow or something."
So he was dragging behind?
Not far, but for a moment, I think. So the headline from NBC News is "Cowboy Lassos Alleged Bike Thief in Walmart Parking Lot."
Simple to the point. Beautiful.
Yep. Just sums it all up.
Love that. Wow. Wow. What a tale. What a horse tale. Shauna hates me.
Taylor. Something about a main attraction.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to show you a picture that a landscaper who was working at Walmart that day took of the scene right after the guy was lassoed and then Robert tied him to a tree.
I literally could not be more excited to see this. I'm speechless. Okay, the fact that you can see the Walmart in the back is just primo stuff.
And also like mountains in the background. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And then there's just a man on a horse and this dude laying on the sidewalk and he's just kind of like, it's just pathetic.
He's just like dangling next to, not dangling, but like hanging off the curb next to the tree.
Yeah, like he's literally tied to a little tree. It's one thing to steal a bike. It's another to then steal a bike, get caught by getting lassoed from a man on a horse in a Walmart parking lot and then getting tied to a tree.
It's truly amazing. So Robert said, he said about his lasso, "If it catches cattle pretty good, it catches a bandit pretty good."
A bandit!
I love that he called him a bandit.
That is so cowboy. I can't even explain.
So the thief ended up being a man named Victorino Arellano Sanchez. He was homeless, so I have empathy for him. Oh, he probably didn't have a vehicle, but yeah. Still don't steal bikes.
I do too. But like, yeah, steal a horse instead.
Steal a horse, ride a cowboy. Oh, man. So Victorino was like, "Why are you performing a citizen's arrest on me?" He was like, "Do you have a badge?"
That's not what you need for a citizen's arrest, sir.
No, he didn't say citizen's arrest. He just was like, "Do you have a badge? Like, how are you doing this?"
And he's like, "Because I have a rope and I tied you up. That's how."
I have a horse and I have a rope and that's all I need.
And I'm a cowboy.
So Robert, he had tied him to a tree. He called 911. The cops came and they arrested the man.
Wow. That woman was probably like, "What the fuck just happened?"
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she wasn't interviewed in any of the articles I could find. I'm really bummed. But finally, when the police arrived, Robert said that he told them, "Man, you guys ought to pick up a rope and throw that gun away. You might have better luck with it."
Can you imagine? One, he's so correct. Two, he's not because they're terrible at aiming. But three, can you imagine if every cop had a lasso instead of a gun or like a nightstick?
I'm just saying, like, I think Robert's onto something. I think Robert needs to reform the police.
Yes. This is just the best thing ever. This made my day.
Yeah. This was such a wild story. You can also go watch interviews with him online if you're interested. It's like exactly what you'd imagine.
Wow. I need to know the horse's name.
Okay. So in one article, they called it like Little John or something like that.
Okay.
Or no, Long John. It was Long John.
I was like, yeah, baby. Little John.
No. And then in a news segment where they interviewed Robert, he called the horse Old Gray, or like, I don't know if he was saying like, oh, good old Gray, or if it was Old Gray. Or Old Greg.
I'm Old Greg.
So I'm assuming he knows the name of his horse. I don't know where little... I keep saying Little John.
Yeah, babe.
I don't know where Long John came from,
I'll never stop.
So we're just going to call the horse Little John, I guess.
I think Little John is the most obvious answer. He just the best horse ever. I just love him.
Yeah.
Just everything about him.
I want to come up with a horse pun, but I can't think of any. Hey, it's for horses.
I asked that guy if he was going to steal a bike again, and he said... Nay.
Oh my god.
All right, you ready to hear my final wacky headline from Oregon?
I'm pumped.
So the world has been pretty unexplainable lately, in the last year especially. So much has changed, and life as we knew it will never be the same. Yet one burning question remains in all of our minds. Why are men?
Oh, that is a question. Yeah, yeah.
And with that, let's start this one off with the actual headline. This California man wants to help you conceive a child in Oregon during the eclipse.
No.
Yes.
Somebody stop him.
In an August 2017 article for The Oregonian by Lizzie Acker, we are blessed with an opportunity to read a very interesting Craigslist ad. This was posted in the Activity Partners section. So buckle up, because I'm just about to dive into this entire post. I'll tell you when it's over, but everything I read until I tell you is word for word from the post.
All right, I'm very excited for this.
The title, Wanted Woman Who Wants to Conceive Child During Totality Eclipse in Oregon.
Do you remember the eclipse?
Yeah.
That was cool. And everyone had to like buy eclipse glasses.
I didn't have any, and I actually laid in your grass outside when you lived in Snellville, and I was alone at the house, and I just laid on my back and looked at it.
Oh my God, you and Trump both look directly into the sun.
Don't ever. Okay, that's not from the post, you guys, just so you know. All right. I am 40 years of age, Caucasian male from Europe. My heritage is strong and pure.
Oh, this man's a white supremacist. Okay.
He is.
That explains a lot.
My looks, instincts, knowledge, and strength is 100% pure and 100% lethal.
Sir. Sir, put it away.
I'm looking for a worthy female with strong genes, beauty, and smarts to join me to experience the totality eclipse in Oregon. Exact place not set.
Tell me why it's the people who have the worst genes that always think they're like the superior ones.
I don't know. You're right. Ugh. Overcompensation.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not cute, boo. I don't even know what this guy looks like, but I know he's not cute.
Agreed. If we have chemistry... I would like for us to make love while the eclipse is happening. When totality occurs, we will have simultaneous orgasms and we will conceive a child that will be on the next level of human evolution.
No pressure.
We will make love together with me and my penis directed towards the sun. Everything will be aligned in the local universe. Both of our cosmic orgasmic energy will be aligned with the planets. In a brief moment of ecstasy, we will understand everything and together create a new universe full of love. You must like cats. Drugs are okay. Nitrous oxide while we climax and experience totality and conception is okay with me.
The end. Oh, what? I don't even know what to say about this. Sir, you're not. No.
No, just no. Is there anything you want me to read again? Any parts that you have any questions about? Maybe his penis directed toward the sun?
No, I think I heard that plenty. Once is more than enough.
Okay, great.
I want to hear again what he said about the nitrous oxide.
Oh, so it's okay if they take nitrous oxide. He's cool with it because while they climax and experience totality and conception of their child, it's going to give them like a good high.
I'm sorry. So are you telling me that they're like huffing while they're fucking? Huffing and fucking?
Yes, literally. Poor man's speedball.
Oh my God.
My motto for 2021 is huffing and fucking.
Huffing and fucking. Think of, okay, how much pressure is it to be like, we must both simultaneously climax exactly at midnight?
My better said.
Oh God.
My better said.
That's from Big Brother. Please forgive us.
Everything's from Big Brother. Please forgive us for literally everything we say.
Oh, but yeah, it's like, that's really a lot of pressure. It kind of feels like he's saying, that the future relies on our orgasms.
Yeah, and it's like, you're just going to have met. I doubt you can give this woman an orgasm like you think you can.
Oh, yeah. Like, a lot of women don't even have orgasms from penetrative sex, so...
So, like, sir, look it up. You're clearly on the internet.
Yeah. Man. You can do a bunch of research on your creepy white jeans, but you can't even look up how to make a woman come.
My looks, instincts, knowledge, and strength is 100% pure and 100% lethal.
I hate it so much.
That's like, what do you even mean? Your looks are lethal?
Yeah, if you look at him, you're going to die.
That's my plan.
And his strength is lethal because he will murder you.
That's his plan.
Oh, there's just so much to think about.
Yeah, so I mean, the post was removed, like, I think a couple days later, if I remember correctly. But I do want to finish this with a quote from Lizzie, the writer of the article.
Okay.
It's amazing and she deserves a Pulitzer Prize. Unfortunately, the post is currently lacking a contact email or number. If you are interested in conceiving a child with the poster from California, point 7 clear crystals toward the sun at noon during a waning moon, smudge the area and light a beeswax candle shaped like a raccoon, then scream a primal scream. He will probably find you that way, as long as you can host.
Oh my God,
how
I love
amazing.
That.
Amazing!
I wonder if he ever found his match.
His one true match, 100% lethal.
With whom to make love.
To conceive during totality. So if you want to look at the photos, I have actually, it's like a diagram of the eclipse and where exactly it would have been over Oregon. So we can see the general area where he was trying to fuck. So that like highlighted line is when it's totality and that's when they both have to come.
Okay, so that's why he had to drive up from California or fly up because
yes,
it wasn't going to be in totality in California.
Correct.
Science, man.
Science. It's like you just kind of follow the earth patterns and shit. So yeah, that's that.
Holy shit.
These were good ones.
These were. Oregon, you're something else.
It totally wiped out the fight we just had before we recorded.
What? We never fight. One time out.
What are you talking about?
So next week we are popping on over to Idaho.
Ida pimp.
Oh no. What a MySpace era joke.
That's what dad used to say.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm going to give you an Idaho crime or, you know, I haven't really found it yet. So it might be paranormal, might be a murder, might be a conspiracy.
We'll see. I know literally nothing about Iowa. So this will be some interesting research.
You know nothing about Iowa?
I meant Idaho.
I was like, I really don't know anything about Iowa either.
Iowa's in the Midwest. That's embarrassing. I know the difference. I just don't know the difference.
No, it's amazing. That was everything I wanted. Oh, good way to end it. So yeah, Idaho.
Idaho next week. See you then.
You're the hoe this week too. And that's it. Bye.
See you next time. Thanks for joining us
on this bad trip. Sean is a hoe.